Hey, landlords, are you ready to level up your rental game and simplify your life? Well, get ready to meet your new best friend, KeyCheck. KeyCheck is your all-in-one solution for stress-free property management with tenant-paid screenings, rent payment processing, online lease creation with eSign, and a suite of incredible landlord tools. You'll wonder how you ever lived without it. No more chasing down checks or sifting through piles of applications. KeyCheck helps you organize and manage all things landlording in a simple and efficient way. So if you're tired of the rental chaos and crave seamless, efficient management, head over to KeyCheck.com and sign up today. Make landlord life a breeze with KeyCheck, the game changer for modern property owners.
Welcome to Landlord Diaries, where we talk about midterm rentals and the opportunities behind them. We'll share landlord stories, talk about maximizing investment potential, and discuss how to live the very best landlord life. This podcast is proudly brought to you by Furnished Finder, the place for everything midterm rentals. Remember to like and subscribe if you enjoy our content.
Hey, hey, it's Kelly Bailey, your podcast host. I'm in the Austin, Texas area. My husband and I have a handful of midterm rentals all the way from North Austin up to Belton, Texas area.
And hey guys, I'm Katie Lyon. I am in the Denver area and a proud member of the Furnished Finder team. We are here today with Leslie, and it was such an amazing conversation. Her property sounds just so incredible. She describes it, and the pictures just show this like serene environment and just like really getting to immerse yourself in nature. And it just, I don't know, it's definitely a place that's on my bucket list, and I can't wait for our listeners to hear all about it and hear about Leslie's story. So please enjoy, and don't forget that this podcast is brought to you by Furnished Finder. We are the go-to marketplace for all things midterm rentals. So if you have a property or you're looking for a property, check it out.
Well, let's bring on today's guest, Leslie Guiley. She is a former real estate brokerage owner who is now with Glow Real Estate Collection in Prescott, Arizona. She chose this career to truly understand property investment and to help others create a secure financial future for their families. Leslie has been with Furnished Finder for just over a year now and is marketing her lovely home in Prescott, Arizona, which is called Peaceful Pines Cottage. It also helps her cover the cost of owning a second home. Welcome, Leslie. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being here. So, Peaceful Pines Cottage. I just want to live vicariously through you. Why don't you give us a description of what your furnished rental is like?
Well, I just got new pictures taken, so those will be uploaded on the site shortly. But it is an amazing place not far from the town square, which you said, like at Georgetown, that's the place where you can bring a blanket, listen to local music and all the art shows and everything happens there. So it's about 7 minutes from the square. But you do feel like you're completely out of the city. It's on an acre of pine-treed land. It's actually in a county island. So you do feel like you're away from town, and you just like sit on the deck and hear the wind through the trees, you know, that whistle of the wind through the trees. And it is so peaceful and beautiful up there that we just really enjoy it.
Now, was this a home that you guys purchased as a second home for your family? Was it purchased as an investment property? Give us a little backstory there.
Yeah, that's a good question. We did purchase it as our future retirement home, second home, future retirement home. My husband has always wanted to have a home in the mountains on a creek, and there's like a little seasonal creek that runs behind the house, so then you can hear the water when that's going. And it is just idyllic. And so this home is very special because my former business partner, who's a developer, he had built this as his guest house. He has a 5,000 square foot home, and it was on 2 acres, and he built a guest house for his mom. And the guest house is, you know, it's a 1400 square foot, two bedroom, two bath, you know, well designed little place that lives larger than the 1400 square feet that it is. And so, you know, he built it for his mom. He did a great job. And so his mom, you know, went into assisted living and is no longer using the home. So when he told me that was happening, he said he was going to divide his property and sell the home. I said, me first.
Right. Dibs.
And he had let me stay there for a few months, you know, years back when we were setting up the business. And so I was very familiar with the home and how just when you go in there, it just feels relaxing. It has like, I don't know, good chi or something in that house. So I said, I absolutely am interested. And we worked out an arrangement so that I could buy the property. He divided his land. We drilled a well. So it's completely separate from the main house. The electrical's also everything separate. And I feel really, really blessed to have had the opportunity to buy the house when I did, because it's truly a special property. So we'll keep it forever.
That's awesome.
The well, that's intriguing, because I'm sure many of our landlords have gone through the thought process of, well, do I really want to get into something where I don't know the water rights or how that works? So what was the establishing the well process like?
Well, it was easy for me because the gentleman that I bought the home from was a developer. So he had the well drilled, but, you know, they have good water in the area. I mean, they went down deep. So we would have plenty of access to water, and it actually is really good tasting water. So it's not, some people, you know, when they ask, they're like, does it smell? I'm like, it doesn't smell. It's all good.
Right.
Great water. So, we feel really, you know, lucky to have that, but yet we're near enough the city where it may be that they also hook up to the city one day, because we're close enough in, but we feel really lucky to have a good well on the property.
Our Belton property is the same. It has a well, but it's close to the city, but it's like the well is down so deep that it's like really pure, wonderful water. So that's really neat.
Right.
Well, let's move on to the next question. Your bio says that you chose this real estate as a career to truly understand property investment and help others create a secure financial future for their families. So how do you go about accomplishing this and helping others find that financial future?
Well, that's a really good question. Yeah, my husband and I, when we met, we were, you know, everybody has read the book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I think everybody in real estate has read that, and the cash flow quadrant. And we knew early on when we were just dating that we wanted to own rental property, and that was going to be our long-term vision. And so I studied for my real estate exam because I wanted to learn all that I could so that when we were ready, we could buy some property. And then, I actually, you know, then started managing a real estate office and then started selling, and it all came from there. But I spent a long time learning about different types of property and studying under top real estate agents before I partnered with some developers and actually opened a real estate brokerage. So we had grown that to about 200 agents before I sold my share of that and kind of went back on my own selling real estate. And I'm a broker now for another company, but my specialty is working with agents, empowering them to help clients and helping them solve their transaction related issues and help as many clients as they can. That's my special niche, but I also work with personal referrals on investment opportunities and, you know, become a consultant for people that I know, because now that I have a few properties and my circle knows that, you know, my clients know that when they're looking at buying investment real estate, you know, I do help them out as well. So that's been, you know, very rewarding to see, you know, the progress of buying properties. You know, we were buying, you know, one at a time, saving up, buying one, and watching those grow in value and, you know, cash flow as rentals to build the retirement that we can now count on. Feel really, really blessed to have been able to do that.
So how many properties do you have or have you had throughout the years?
I had 7. I just sold one, so I'm at 6.
Okay.
And we'll probably be buying something else to replace that one. But yeah, so that's where I'm at right now. And it's a comfortable place to be.
Tell us a little bit about, you know, that portfolio. Are they local? Are they, you know, how do you have them all structured? Is it a mix of long-term, short-term, midterm? Like, what's kind of your portfolio position there?
Most of them are long-term. Most of them are long-term, and we've been really, we've got some really great tenants that have been with us a while. So that's been great. We do, the only one that we do short-term is this one in Prescott. Oh, and that I wanted to tell you, if you're walking around doing the shops and you want to, it's spelled Prescott, but the locals, it's Prescott, like business.
Whoops.
So it's Prescott. So
not a local. You go visit,
you don't want to be seen. You want to see as a local, say Prescott. So that's the only one that we're doing short-term, so to speak. But we've even had, you know, we've had several tenants through Furnish Finder that have stayed 3 to 6 months.
Right.
So that's been a great thing for us to not have to worry, you know, about checking people in and out every weekend or whatever.
Right.
They can go and we know that they're taking care of it like their home. So the rest of them that we have are in the Phoenix Scottsdale area. Phoenix Scottsdale, we have one by Arizona State University. And those are more traditional rentals.
Okay. So tell us more about, I know Arizona is definitely a seasonal environment. When it comes to traveling professionals, what are the best months to visit Arizona? Obviously, like for traveling medical staff, there's going to be a need year round. Mm-hmm. But if you were to give the pros and cons to someone, what would it look like?
Well, it just depends on what you're looking for. So, yeah, if you're looking for heat, come anytime. At different parts of Arizona, right? So Phoenix and Tucson are more the desert areas. Phoenix, Scottsdale, Tucson, that's what people usually hear about.
Right.
And it's going to be, you know, really warm in the summer. And it is very warm in the summer. And you can say all the dry heat and everything, but I always tell people when they come, drink water and save your ends till, you know, the morning hours or the evening hours, because it's hard to get in and out of that car. But the winters are absolutely gorgeous. So we start getting winter visitors coming down in about October and, you know, for sure by Thanksgiving. And then they're here until, I mean, it's very comfortable through April. May starts warming up. I mean, it's warming up now, but it's still like, this is still good. It's really only in Phoenix area. It's really the monsoon time of year, which is really July, August, where it's humid also. And that's humid to us. Okay. And that's the, the hardest time. However, there's great deals to be had at some of the nicest resorts and spas in the Scottsdale, Phoenix area during those months. So it's, you know, it's really never a bad time to come. For Prescott, it's absolutely gorgeous in the summer, the spring, summer, fall, you've got the seasons. And, you know, the summer is idyllic where, you know, you think of, you know, being out by the lake or going down to the square and listening to a concert in the evening, going to get ice cream, riding your bike around. I mean, that is what Prescott summers are all about, that. And so a lot of Phoenicians winter or summer in Prescott. So it's a very popular place. Our state of Arizona Commerce Authority has done such an amazing job of bringing great jobs to the area, high paying jobs, that we have a lot more people moving here year round. We have a lot more younger people moving here. Mm-hmm. We will always have the retirees, which, you know, baby boomers are all between 61 and 75 right now. We'll always have them coming for the sunshine, and more of them are staying year round. And then we have all these young people coming for jobs. So Phoenix has grown, the Phoenix metropolitan area. And as that grows, then more people want to get away. And so they go up to Prescott, Flagstaff, Pine Top, you know, other areas of Arizona where it's mountains and trees and cool breezes in the summer even. And then they have winter. So if you like a mild winter, because you like seasons, Prescott's also a great time to be. It is known, being Prescott is the winter, because it's known as Arizona's Christmas City. And they do an amazing job. They decorate the whole town square. it's actually paid for by locals and local businesses. They light up all the trees in the town square, and they have a big Christmas tree lighting, and then the trees around the square all stay lit from, you know, a few weeks before Christmas all the way through January for people coming. And so they have things going on every weekend that are holiday related. And it's a great place to be in the wintertime. We have a big snowstorm two or three times a year. But that's always like people taking pictures. Look how pretty, you know, the snow is. Doesn't stay around long because it doesn't stay super cold. So.
Katie, are we booking our ticket soon?
Yeah. I'm in. We have had one of the windiest spring and winter seasons in Colorado that I can remember, and I'm over it.
Yes, I'm done. So I hear ya.
I'll be right over.
Yeah, I'm originally from Minnesota, so I came out here to get away from the winter. But But Prescott winters with the snow falling, I mean, it is pretty beautiful to see the snow on the trees. So it's not as cold as it was back home in Minneapolis. So I can handle it.
Okay. So you have plenty of experience with a lot of the aspects of real estate and property ownership. So when it comes to the property that you have on Furnished Finder that you use for short and midterm rentals, tell us some advice you would give other property owners as far as making a property a successful midterm rental. And what are some things you've learned along the way?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Today's episode is proudly sponsored by Furnished Finder, the ultimate platform for hassle-free midterm rentals. Whether you're a seasoned landlord or just getting started, Furnished Finder is the place for you. With Furnished Finder, you can say goodbye to booking fees and hello to direct bookings for 30-day plus days. It's a win-win for everyone involved. So if you're ready to experience the joys of midterm renting and take a load off your landlord's shoulders, head over to furnishedfinder.com today. We make it easy to get started. We're grateful to Furnished Finder for sponsoring this episode, and we're sure you'll love what they have in store for you.
Oh, good question. One is, you know, put it on the right site where it's going to get seen because you can have the greatest property in the world, but if you don't have it on the right site and you don't have really good pictures, and that's why one of the reasons I'm upgrading my pictures, because I thought I had good pictures, you know, but people tell me my pictures don't do my place justice. So you really want it. So I had somebody in there for 6 months. So I had to wait for them to move out so I could go and take new pictures. Wow. So I just did that. So that's really important. And then having everything there that they would need so they feel comfortable, so that they feel at home. I mean, down to, you know, having the coffee maker there and enough towels, and, you know, I gave them like some starter kit with shampoos and, you know, snacks and things that they might need just to get started. And if they're there for 3 months, you know, they're doing things like buying their own, you know, toilet paper and things like that. But I get them all started, you know, with a good starter kit. And that helps them get settled in. And then I have a guidebook where we have my son put together another little website that we give them access to once they are approved and checking in, that goes over all the systems of the home and, you know, how the appliances work and what all the restaurants are nearby and where the grocery store is and, you know, all of that information, where the hiking trails are, things to do. I talk to them if there's things coming up, like we mentioned, you know, the holiday Christmas tree lighting, or, you know, 4th of July, we have a big rodeo in town. And so like, they may not know those things. So I just try to keep them up to date on one on so they can join in and feel part of the community as they can. And, you know, give them everything they need in the house so that they're comfortable.
So cool.
Now, have most of your tenants been medical professionals, or what kind of tenants have you had thus far?
I've had a few medical professionals. The last one that stayed 6 months was a traveling nurse, and she was there for three and then re-upped for three. And then I had the CEO of the hospital, one of the hospitals. And then I've had an engineer, you know, various professionals there.
Yeah.
So I think it's a variety that use that furnished finder site, you know, to find something where they're going to stay. And it's a different kind of stay than just doing a weekend.
Yes.
Not that you can't. Certainly you could do a weekend, but you're looking for a little bit more where they really want to, like, you can kind of deal with anything for a weekend if it's not perfect, right? But if you're going to stay for 3 months, you really want to be comfortable.
For sure.
Yeah.
Let's transition into the section we call landlord logistics. So I believe that you live in the Phoenix area, and we've already established that your midterm furnished rental is in Prescott. I said it right that time. I'm a local now.
You're local.
We'll let you come.
So how far are you from your rental property, and how does that look for managing the property?
Well, I am about 100 miles from it. So it takes just about an hour and 45 minutes to get there. The other thing is that I am up there almost weekly for work. So I'm up there quite a bit. That helps. And then I have, a property manager in the area and that I can call on as a backup. And I have the gal that does my cleaning, she's also nearby. So if I need something, I could call on them, but honestly, you know, we can also run things remotely. You know, we run the internet remotely. Right. We run the door lock remotely. So those are pretty much the only questions that I've had come up. Like if someone, gets locked out or something, I can set the code on the door. Or if they were doing power work in the area and the internet goes down or whatever, and you can put it back up. So, that's really been, it's been pretty easy.
Awesome. That's great. That's awesome. You know, we're kind of the same where we manage everything ourselves currently, but we're within a close, like 30 to 45 minute range. And most of the time it's not very hands-on. And I just try to be there when we flip the property to make sure everything's still accounted for and back in place. So that's pretty cool. One quick question real fast. So being far away and living in an area that has extreme heat and extreme cold, probably, what are valuable pre-season checks that you make sure and do for your home?
Well, you know, we get the AC and the furnace checked regularly. We have gas. The gas is, there's natural gas to the property, and that is monitored by the gas company so that never runs out. So we always have heat, that kind of thing. And then I go check the property because I'm up there. So, you know, I can go walk the property if I need to. And that's all that we've really needed to do so far. Yeah.
Nice. That's great. I don't talk about it very often, but I have really come to value, and a lot of people will be like, but I've really come to value American Home Shield for their warranties. And originally I was just doing the real estate style where you do it for a year and then cancel and manage it yourself after that. But I've realized that it's so much more peace of mind when you can just not have to go check it out yourself, pay a small fee, and have them come out. And their newest plan even includes like the preseason check for the AC in Texas, which is great because it gets hot. I've come to really appreciate it.
Yeah, it helps to have local professionals, like a good vendor list. You know, I'm thankful that I have that because I've been in the real estate business for a while in the area, and I have so many agents that, you know, I can reach out to. Like if one person's busy, who else do you know? Mm-hmm. And that's certainly a benefit to be able to get things done. Right. And yeah, I would absolutely recommend that you cultivate a great vendor list in the area.
All right. So Leslie, walk us through, you know, from an investment perspective, kind of the breakdown of the profits that you see from a long-term rental property and the midterm rental strategy?
Well, I mean, you can obviously rent it for more when you're doing a midterm, short-term, midterm, right. You know, if I say 1 month or 3 or 6, you rent it for more than you would every month. Now, of course, there's more upfront investment where you have to, you know, have nice furniture, and it no longer, you know, it's not okay to just have garage sale furniture. You got to have nice furniture and comfortable right. beds and nice clean bedding that needs to be, you know, switched out and brought in new. So there is a little bit more investment on the front end of that and maintaining that, but you certainly can, you know, cash flow more month to month by renting it short to midterm. So I think that's why it's become so popular.
And that has that held true for your mm-hmm. portfolio, I
absolutely.
Assume?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
But it is more, it is a little more maintenance. So, you know, it's more, it's sure. there's a certain
sure.
it's hospitality in addition to just property management.
Right.
So it's not a strict property right. management play. You have to have that hospitality end to it. And, you know, I of course highly recommend that anybody who's thinking about becoming a shorter midterm property manager, go stay in a few. Mm-hmm. Go stay in a few, because you'll see what little yeah. things are super important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a great idea. So, and are you using Furnish Finder primarily to market the cottage, or are you using other sites as well? How has the marketing aspect panned out for you?
I've had the most tenants from Furnish Finders. I have had it on other sites before. I also do some word of mouth, just because I'm lucky that I also know a lot of real estate agents in the area
who right.
have people are coming and building homes and things like that. So I've had a few referrals that way. So, you know, it's been a little bit of everything, but primarily Furnish Finders is the one I've been using the most. That's where I've got the most, you know, the longest visitors from.
Right.
Awesome. So I read through your listing description, and I, of course, just took a minute and soaked in the aerial photo as well. It just makes me want to be there. But you're...
Yeah, can you show those at all? I mean, I just had new aerials taken. Maybe I can send them to you and you can show them.
Oh, but... I'm sure the editing yeah. team can throw in some pictures and marketing mm-hmm. or whatever down the road.
That would be great, because it really, it makes, you know, pictures worth 1,000 words. And when you see that... all the tall pine trees and then I have like an outdoor fire pit area where you can, you know, sit off the side of the house, and I have a front patio, and oh my gosh, and the front patio is the best place to watch. We have wildlife. So there's deer that come through. There's a family of javelina, which don't always have the best reputation, but they're hilarious to watch. And they, you know, come through like, you know, once or twice a week, they'll come by, and that's always entertaining to watch from the patio. And then, you know, the deck, of course, super peaceful. I like to do yoga on the back deck because it's just so peaceful to look at the trees and hear the whistle like of the it. Wind back there. Yeah, it'd be great if those could be shown.
Yeah, definitely. So your price seems to, when I read through the description, it says June, July, August monthly rate is $4,000, and the nightly rate May through September is $225 per night with a 3-night minimum. So how do you balance the marketing and deciding when to utilize short-term versus midterm, and how did you come up with your pricing?
Well, I actually have a program that tells me what other rentals are in the area. Both, you know, I can tell long-term and short midterm rentals in the area. And so I looked at what other properties were out there and what was comparative to mine. And, you know, of course I'm subjective when I say it's one of the very best in the area. It's not a super large house, but for, you know, a family or a couple or, you know, just a few people, it works really well. So, that's how I came up with the pricing, is just, you know, comparing it to other things out there and knowing, you know, that we have the acre of land, and it's just a different experience than being, you know, right up against a neighbor.
Great. And you mentioned that it's so is that a website you can share with us, or is a built-in real estate place that you look? What is it?
I I use AirDNA.
Oh, that's what we talked about with someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. AirDNA is great. It's got so much data and information.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
And you can tell, you know, it tells you how booked they are in different mm-hmm. trends, like week to week seasonal trends. So it's very good to stay on top of that.
Awesome. That's really cool. So we, of course, want to highlight Furnish Finder as well. And we have a resource tab for both travelers and landlords that each of those tabs has a section. It's actually property owners and landlords, or property owners and travelers is what it's called. But there's a section called housing demand. And so a lot of our property owners will go to the housing demand map to see kind of what the average prices are, how many people are renting in that area, what's the demand of how many people are looking. So that's also a good tool to use through Furnish Finder. And this AirDNA sounds great as well. Yeah.
I mean, I also use some local websites for rentals and MLS and you know, other things, but for the short to midterm, that's what I use.
Love it.
So tell us a little bit about your property turnover process, and maybe, I mean, obviously we know you're going to get in there and you're going to view the property, you're going to clean up and restock any essentials that you might be providing. Is there anything that you do unique to set yourself apart, or is there anything that you do differently for maybe people who are staying 3 or 4 nights versus a travel nurse or someone who may be staying for a few months, right? How do you tailor that?
Yeah, I guess I just tailor the amount of like getting started supplies. You know, they need something different if they're going to be there a week than if they're going to be there a few months. But I have to tell you, I've been really, really blessed to have some fantastic tenants that like practically clean it before they leave. And I mean, they do clean, but I have a great cleaning crew, and you know, they do a great job of turning it over so that it's been easy. You know, I haven't had to do a lot. Right. I just, you know, she tells me, the cleaning crew leader tells me what I need to restock on. And then I, you know, go get it, deliver it to the house. And that's all I do.
That's amazing. Yeah. One Amazon order, right?
I've done walkthroughs with, you know, cause they have them actually do a lease, right? And so we look at the house when they move in and, you know, note, you know, if there's anything to note. And then I do another walkthrough with them on the day they move out and, you know, thank them and, you know, have a nice conversation.
Right, right.
That's why I know they've taken really good care of it. You know, I had one tenant that even restained my deck.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
I would like them as a tenant, please.
He needed it and he was bored. So. He's like, I found this thing in the garage and I just did it. And I was like, you know, fantastic.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah, I've had really great tenants.
So I was just going to ask if there's anything you're doing in the vetting process to ensure that you're getting great tenants, right? Because on Furnish Finder in particular, you get the chance to talk to that potential tenant and you work out the details, right?
Yes.
Of the background, the credit checks, and you can use KeyCheck, but you know, it's not an instant book situation. So we've heard of some landlords sending out questionnaires or having a phone conversation or do you feel like it's luck or do you feel like it's been something in your secret sauce that you have been able to make sure that these are the type of people that you want?
Well, I mean, I have a real estate background. I'm used to talking to people all the time. So, you know, sure, I have a good conversation with them, you know, prior to them renting. And I use the key check. But I'd love to tell you that it's some secret magic thing that only I know, but it's not. I mean, I think it's the quality of people that you have, you know, going to the site. And that, you know, if you just, they're just.
But maybe that is the secret sauce, you know? Right? Maybe part of that is the location is the secret sauce, because you're right. You're not going to be attracting large groups of rowdy people, or it's obviously, you know.
Yeah, no, there definitely are people that rent you know, I think it's also my property because
exactly, you know, right.
Definitely there are people that go up to Prescott and have a family reunion or have, you know, whatever girls or boys weekend or whatever they do, but they're renting much larger properties. You mm-hmm. know, they're going to look for those 5-bedroom homes or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Right.
My home's a 2-bedroom home. And like I said, it's great for, you know, 4-6 would be, you know, that can, it could sleep 6, but it'd be, you know, 4 would probably be the most comfortable. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
So it's just not that place, you know, it's not the place for that. And I have parking. I have a driveway and I have a 1-car garage and another parking spot, but it's not like you could put, you know, 15 cars there and have right. a whole bunch of people. So I think that's also part of it.
You know what? That's a good reminder.
Yeah. The good reminder that not to have too much parking.
No, it's a good reminder. It's a good reminder about the smaller homes that they're less likely to have parties. My mm-hmm. Dave and I have been considering buying another property, and I'm kind of leaning towards Belton, which is north of Austin. He's leaning towards Austin for the appreciation play. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I like the 2 bedrooms, the 3 bedrooms. And I think that's a good reminder of you're less likely to have a bunch of partiers, the smaller the home is, and mm-hmm. more likely to be at the right price and at a good setup for traveling mm-hmm. professionals, which is
right.
nice.
Right. And it's not the cheapest home out there. Not that there's anything wrong with being the cheapest home out there, but you know that if, mm-hmm. if someone's just looking to do something not so great, mm-hmm. they might be looking for a cheaper place to do it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yep.
Let me move on to our next question, which I saw looking through your description that your peaceful cottage is pet friendly. So how do you vet mm-hmm. travelers to make sure their furry companions are mm-hmm. a good fit for your home?
Yeah, that's a good one. We just recently made it pet friendly. At first we were, you know, no pets just because, you know, it's kind of like our little dream place. So we right. wanted to keep it nice. But then we've had some really responsible pet owners stay there. And the last tenant, the traveling nurse, she said, I have a Rhodesian Ridgeback.
Uh-huh.
Which is a very large dog. And I actually met the dog and he was a sweetheart. Right. And very good. And so we just decided, you know what, so many people have dogs and, you know, where are they going to leave their dog for 3 months? Right. They're going to bring
right.
it. And she also, it was funny because she also brought her horses, not to my,
oh, cool.
But she had horses and she trailered them down, from Washington and put them up somewhere near, you know, boarding facility in Prescott so that on her days off, because, you know, traveling nurse, she worked 3 or 4 days a week, right? So she had plenty of time to go riding all the trails and all of that. And so I thought that was kind of cool. But we've met the owners and the dogs that have stayed there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we let them know there is wildlife in the area. So they have to really keep mm-hmm. an eye. They really shouldn't, even, especially.
And I assume there's not a fenced yard, right?
There's not a fenced yard, so it's not ideal, right? But right. They said the dog's never alone. We're always, one of us is always home with the dog and, or the dog's with us if we, you know, go anywhere for the weekend or whatever. So I've just like, they've been responsible dog owners and I haven't had an issue and I haven't had anybody ask to travel with a cat yet. I'm sure they don't want to do the car ride.
Oh,
I feel like cats are much less popular travel companions.
I've had quite a few cats at ours.
Have you really?
I'm not as familiar with. Yes, I'm not as familiar with cats, so it's kind of like a little bit of a like, are you sure they're not going to mark everywhere in my house? And they've been great. And
wow.
The one thing I got the request of is with a cat of. Well, is there any way that we could have like a pet door? Because otherwise the litter box ends up being in the pantry or something like that, you know?
Oh my gosh.
They figured out,
Well, more and more people have cats, right?
I have a cat and I cannot imagine traveling with my cat.
Yeah, well, it's just the actual traveling with the cat part. Like once you got there, it'd be fine.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Leslie, I'm going to switch gears a little bit here. The vast majority of traveling medical professionals are female. So when we're thinking about your cottage, right, it's a little bit out there, a little bit, you know, you don't have the sense of security just with a lot of eyes kind of on the property and such. What are some things that you do to make sure that those nurses feel safe and that, you know, you can give them kind of that sense of security while they're at your home?
It's a good question and a good point, but we're actually not that far out. I mean, you can see other houses from our house. So it's not, I mean, you feel like you definitely have elbow room. There's not someone like peering right down on you. But when you look out every window, you see trees, you know, and you would see, it's not so dense that you couldn't see if there were people on the property. I mean, but you see trees and it's just, it's very comfortable. There are houses. I mean, you could go to a house, you know, 2 minutes away. So it doesn't feel like I have that when I go into really rural areas, cause I'm a city girl. So if I go into really rural areas, I do think, wow, nobody would hear me scream out here. That's not how I feel at our house. And of course, you know, we have good locks and security and you can pull into the garage and shut the garage door. That I kind of think about, like, you know, is a javelina going to follow me in or whatever? But, you know, I pull in the garage, shut the garage door, and then, you know, you're alone in the garage, you can go in the house. So I don't think that anyone's going to feel like there's any kind of security issue. You know, you're 5 minutes from the grocery store, like,
there's
like, you know, even if one time we had a big snowstorm, like I'm like, okay, well, I could walk there if I really needed to get groceries, you know? So
best of both worlds.
You know, I just don't feel like that's an issue. Prescott's, you know, really, you know, it's very safe. It kind of feels like if you've ever seen Back to the Future and you saw the town where Marty McFly was like riding a skateboard on the town square. And that's what Prescott feels like.
That's awesome.
So love it. I don't think that's a big concern for anybody that's going there. And sure, there's still a lot of people that don't even lock their doors. You know, of course we recommend that you do that, but you know, it's just not that kind of place.
Right.
Cool.
Yeah. There's a lot of luxury homes in the area. I probably, since it was a guest house, there's a lot of larger homes in the area. So it's one of the smaller homes in the area, the subdivision that it's in.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Sounds like a lovely, lovely place.
I think we're ready to move on to the section where we ask questions of furnished finder favorites. Mm.
I agree. I was thinking the same thing. Go ahead.
So Kelly, I'll let you take it.
Okay. Sounds good. So, we have furnished finder, we have key check, of course. So, what are the features that you can't live without that you want to pass on to other landlords?
Oh boy. I'm not sure I've dove into all of those. You know, I think
just ones that are valuable. Well,
the most valuable thing for me is that they have the eyeballs of the travelers. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know if that's technically called a feature, but it's definitely a benefit. So
that's similar to what you said in our intro call, which was the reputation of with corporate travelers.
Right. Right. So it's like the corporate travelers in the know to use that site. So so that's valuable. Right. I mean, of course, you can put, you know, a whole bunch of pictures and a very great description of your property. And, you know, I like that when someone messages me there, it actually notifies me. So in my regular email, so I don't have to constantly log on to get the messages. I know when one's coming or one came in. And then, you know, I can update the calendar really easily. So if I do word of mouth booking or whatever, I can just update that. Or if I'm going to stay there, I just update it real easy. So that's all good. I think maybe I should learn what some of these secrets are that I may not know.
That's all right. We're going to be doing a whole series of some education for our landlords that are on Furnished Finder.
Here's the thing. You don't need to know all of the bells and whistles to use it.
Right.
Hey, there's something to be said for that. There's something to be said for an easy entry and then, you know, room for improvement. Right. But hey, it's booked, right? Okay, one last question for you, Leslie, and then we'll let you go. We just want to give you the opportunity to share anything that you are passionate, anything that has really stuck out with you on this journey that you've taken towards having a midterm rental, any advice for investors or property owners. We just kind of like, I just want to give you the floor and we want to, you know, kind of hear, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly, and what would you tell someone? What's your cliff notes here?
Well, I guess I just want to tell everyone it is possible. I mean, it is possible to have a second home or a vacation home that you can enjoy and let other people enjoy and manage it easily. Like, so there's no reason to let that hold you back. I mean, I will tell you from a real estate perspective, things aren't getting cheaper and interest rates aren't getting lower.
Right.
So if you can do this and you find the right property, like I was in the right place at the right time to get the right property, you know, do it. Don't let it hold you back because you can find a way to make that affordable for you by using a service like this. So we know where we're going to retire, where our forever home will be. And that's really a comforting thing to know that we found that property already.
Yeah.
So we don't have to retire right yet. We're not quite ready to do that, but it is nice to go up and, you know, experience it from time to time between tenants.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, congratulations on everything you have done.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time and thanks for all the feedback and for using Furnish Finder.
Absolutely. Thank you. It was fun talking to you guys.
It was. Bye, everybody.
All right.